On this episode of 411 and the 561, I sit down with Lisbeth Leonard from Clive Daniel and talk interior design in Palm Beach County. Let's hear what she has to say on the next 411 and the 561. All right, welcome to this episode of 411 in the 561. I am joined today by Lisbeth Leonard from Clive Daniel here in South Florida. And we're going to talk a little bit, or we're going to talk about a number of things. We're going to talk about what her services are. And I think what you could probably get out of this, I know we have realtors listening, we have buyers listening, just regular people that want to learn more about the real estate market in South Florida. Lisbeth, I believe, is going to give you some insight as to what she does, not only as her profession. It's really broken out into two roles. She's a designer and she works as the director of business development for Clive Daniel. So I guess without further ado, welcome, Lisbeth. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. And so I guess to get started, maybe a little bit of background on you, and then we'll get into the services that you provide.
Sure. So about me, I consider myself to be a true Floridian. I grew up on the west coast of Florida in a small town. At the time, we had Florida Panther and Bobcat walking through our backyard. It was very different than Florida now. I went to Florida State and got my bachelor's in interior design, and I worked as an interior designer in New York City for a couple of years. I did not like New York, and I came back to Florida, and that's when I came to South Florida. I went to FIU and got my master's in interior design with a master's certificate in environmental studies, and continued working as an interior designer. I met my husband, and I was teaching interior design at about three or four different universities in South Florida. I decided to kind of pivot and start doing business development, but within the interior design industry. So I've been doing business development for about 4 years, and I've been now with Clive Daniel for about a year and a half, working as the director of business development. But I still have that love and passion for interior design. So I love doing business development for such an amazing interior design firm like Clive Daniel Home.
Right. I mean, and talk about being able to mix your two passions. You're great with business development, but then you have this extreme passion for interior design. You're well educated with it. You were in New York, which I got to imagine is one of the best markets in the world for that. And then you come back home here. So now that you're here, I mean, we met at a real estate meeting and I won one of your raffles. Thank you so much. That was really cool. But within Clive Daniel, and I've had a chance to kind of look at more about the company. Very impressive, by the way. A lot of different luxury type, design services. And we were talking before we got on the podcast here. I mean, it seems like you guys can really run the gamut between, designing or putting in luxury furnishings. I mean, there's a lot of different things here. So I guess first to talk about maybe the person that's moving down here, or maybe the person that wants just to redesign their home. If I was to call you and say, look, I live in Palm Beach Gardens. I just bought a home. I want to completely redesign it. What does that process look like for you?
Well, it really depends on the size and scope of the project. So if you already purchased the home and you're in the home, typically what we would start off is a consultation. So I would match you up with one of our designers. So I would probably, as a director of business development, start asking a couple questions to make sure that I pair you with the right designer. Are you looking for, a refresh of a couple rooms? Are you looking at doing a gut renovation? What type of things are you wanting change with? And based off of that answer, I'll know which designer would be best to pair you with. And we would do a consultation. And that would be to determine the scope of work. And that scope of work for every single project is different. Once that scope of work has been determined, we would assess what the design fee would be in order to do the work. Because Clive Daniel Home is a full service interior design firm, when we do full service design, it includes construction documents, floor plans, reflected ceiling plans, elevations, detail drawings. We have a full CAD department that helps us execute those construction documents. From there, you would select your general contractor that would do some of the renovations. Again, it depends on whether construction was a part of the scope of work or not, or whether it was just like, oh, a kitchen remodel, we might do that in-house, or we're going to gut renovate the whole place. Okay, then we need a general contractor involved. He's going to pull the permits, and the designer now is a part of your project team. So when it comes to construction, we don't do anything independently. You usually have your interior designer, you have your general contractor, you have your architect, if the architect is needed, you have your engineers, you have your subcontractors, and our designer is one of the many people within the project team. And we do charge a facilitation fee for essentially going to job site meetings and making sure that the project is being run and executed along the intent that of the designer's intent. So it could be a very long, lengthy, detailed process. Or if that call was, oh, I just want to refresh my house, I'm looking at new paint, I would like some area rugs, new furniture, some new lighting, some accessories, then the scope of work is much more simplified. You don't have a general contractor really involved. We handle all that in-house with the subs that we have available. And the designer will then be your project manager throughout the phase of a project of that size.
Okay, so in terms of the subs that you do bring in, must they be people that you've qualified that you will only work with, or can they bring in their own person?
We prefer to work with our own subs. We find that we never say that we won't work with somebody that you want to, but the people that we've worked with and qualified, we know they do good work. And for Clive Daniel Home, we really want to have a high level of finish when we work on something. So our eye might be, oh, you know, this is not as smooth as one of our contractors would do it. Then we would be asking your contractor to go back and like, you need to smooth this out. We see that it's not as, you know, up to par or up to the level of what Clive Daniel Home may require. And we find that very rarely does a client's preference on a contractor are they better than who we are familiar with using, because the people that we use have already been vetted. We know that what their quality of work is. We know that they are ethical. We know that they will fix anything that may go wrong along the process, that they would provide, you know, job site updates and project updates along the way. And usually when projects don't go well, it's usually, you know, somebody's cousin's friend who's a contractor who they want to give the job to. And,
right.
You know, then we're hunting them down because they've disappeared and, you know, there's nothing we can do. I mean, that was the choice that the client made. But we don't require anyone to use our contractors, but we do prefer it. It usually makes things go a lot smoother and a better result in the end.
Yeah, no, I mean, that definitely makes sense. So when you get into that role, it sounds like design comes first for Clive Daniel. So let's say they get into, like you said, a complete gut. They're just going to go through the whole house. At that point, is your point person still your designer, or does it become like a general contractor, or how does that work?
Okay, that's actually a really great question. And it depends on how the project started. So we have general contractors, custom home builders that will come to us because they have contracted with a client and now that client needs a designer. At that point, then the general contractor or the custom home builder is the point person because it was initially their client and they're bringing them to us. If the client comes to us first, and then it's going the other way, then we would be the point person.
Okay.
It goes both ways. But again, it's a project team. We all have to work together. That's what's really important. And so regardless of who's the initial point person, if there's a change order happening on our end with design, I'm going to definitely let the contractor know, and vice versa. If he's like, well, I know you selected this tile, but the client's telling me that they want to change it to X, Y, and Z, they're going to let us know. Communication is key in any project and in any business, really.
Right.
So We also, within our and within Clive Daniel, we don't just have the designer, we have a full support team that assists that designer. So we have our senior sales and design manager who essentially oversees the project that the designers are working on. We have a custom design department, which has two project managers that go out on site to make sure things are going well. We have a cut goods manager that does all custom window treatments, custom upholstery, custom, you know, pillows, reupholstery. If clients have existing furniture that they just want reupholstered, he oversees that. So our designer has a whole team backing them, but the point person really is that designer.
Okay, fantastic. I'm going to go in a different direction in terms of realtors. So I know, you know, we have realtors that listen to the show and they, you know, they like to hear some of the different people that we bring on. What kind of services do you offer to the realtors themselves?
Really, a lot of realtors like to send their clients our way, because when individuals are relocating from a different area into Florida, they usually don't know a lot about the area, where to go. And one of the first questions is, okay, I bought the house, now I need to get it furnished, or I need to get it designed, or I need to get it renovated. And where can I send them? And a lot of realtors refer their clients to Clive Daniel Home, and they usually contact me and say, I have a client for you, this is what they're looking for. And it's something that I'm always happy to be that facilitator and making sure that they connect with a good designer that can do whatever work that their client is looking for. The other thing is we can assist realtors in staging. Right now we have a market where rarely is staging needed. Homes are flying off the market if they're for sale.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Things change and markets shift, and we do offer staging services, and it is usually of a higher caliber because of the quality of product that we sell. But it is something for realtors to know that they have a different option when it comes to staging. To go through Clive Daniel and not going through a staging company, we do work a little bit different. The furniture is going to look newer.
Right.
Because, again, we have our retail portion of our business backing us. And then we make sure that the style of furniture that's going into a home that's being staged fits within that home. And oftentimes with staging companies, they use whatever they have available. We have full warehouses of furniture available. So, and we have a team of designers. So the designer will never select, you know, a contemporary furniture to go into a transitional looking home. We would make sure that it fits and it looks right. So I think that really sets us apart. We charge the same amount for staging, whether you need it for one day or you need it for a year.
Okay.
So there's no monthly rental fee plus a stage and setup fee. We don't work that way. So it is a little bit different. And I think realtors do appreciate that, because you know straight up what it's going to cost. And because our furniture is in pristine condition when we do stage, it offers the realtor the opportunity to sell the home furnished.
Right.
And I find that a lot of people coming from out of state, they want a furnished home. They're like, okay, they're not selling their home up north, so they have no furniture. And when they come, they don't want to go through the work of having to furnish their new home. And so this is kind of a way where, okay, it's staged and we're selling it furnished.
Right. You know, there's so many different questions I have, and, you know, we're limited on time, but I thought we could play a little bit of a game here. Not so much a game, but, you know, you are a talented designer. You're trained, you have a master's degree, you work for, you know, a great company. I hear so many people out there give their opinions on what current trends are. So if I were coming to you and I'm a homeowner and I said, Elizabeth, I want to design my home, but I really don't know what the latest trend is. I want my home to look great. I'm kind of a traditional person, but I just want every room I go in to really speak to me and say, you know, I love living in this house. So I thought maybe I could name a room and you tell me what the latest trend is in that room. Is that fair enough?
I would actually stop you and say, I am not the fan of trends.
Okay.
And I think you said it when, you know, you want a room to speak to you.
Right.
Every design should be customized and individualized to the person living there. So I can give you ideas of that,
that's what I'm looking for. I mean, because like just playing this role, I don't really know, you know, so let's just say I'm completely tone deaf when it comes to designing my house. I'm thinking, I guess I'll set it up this way. I'm thinking of buying it and I want to sell it in probably 3 years.
Okay.
I like to move every 3 years. So I want my home to appeal not just to me, but I want it to look good to the sense that a buyer with a discerning eye is going to come in and say, oh, this kitchen looks like it was just done.
Yep.
Not this kitchen looks like it was done in 2003.
Right.
So kitchen, where am I going with that right now? What do you think is a good look for a kitchen in terms of me wanting to sell this home in 3 years?
Right now, everybody wants frameless cabinets. And when you redo a kitchen, usually they're going to say, do you want it framed or frameless? Frameless is the way to go. It really gives a cleaner look.
Okay.
A lot of times the doors that you select can be changed, but the box itself that the door is set on can be framed or frameless. And I would say definitely a frameless door and a lot of accessories.
Okay.
You want your built-in trash cans. You want to have your built-in spice racks. You want to have your pull-out pantries. You want to have, a kitchen where there's a place for everything.
Right.
There's a little saying, if everything has a place, nothing will be out of place.
Right.
And in the kitchen, a lot of people have the junk drawer.
Right.
If it's well designed, there should be no junk. There should be no junk drawer.
I like
there
your
should
style.
Be a place for everything.
I'm with you. I'm extremely organized. I don't like having things everywhere, so that's great. What about flooring? What are we looking at flooring like on the main level of a house? Do you recommend changing the flooring per each room?
Absolutely not.
No, you want it just flow, right?
Flow with thresholds, like eliminate the thresholds. So you want to level it and zero thresholds in large format tiles. If you're going with tile or natural stone, you want the larger format, the better.
Right.
It does cost more on labor because the larger the format of the tile or stone, it's heavier it is. So does it take a single person to lay it or three men to lay it? But the right. larger format, the better when it comes to tile and stone.
How about countertops? What are you seeing right now for countertops?
Quartz.
Yeah, quartz seems to kind of rule the day, it seems. You see a lot of granite out there, but quartz really seems to be holding the popularity out of places.
It has a lot of properties that you cannot get with natural stone. And with the quartz, you get the consistency, you know what you're getting. When it comes to granite, you have to walk the yard because you have to look at how the pattern of the granite or natural stone is. So you can't just say, okay, I want this type of granite. You have to actually find the slab that has the pattern that you actually want. With quartz, you know what you're getting.
Right. I guess my last question to wrap up, what would be kind of the most unique ask that you're getting from people right now that now it's not so much unique anymore? It tends to be a staple of what people are looking for.
Home office.
Really?
Everybody's working from home. A lot of the people that are coming to Florida from other states, they're doing it because they can now work from home. And statistically, they're saying that about 20% of the jobs who did not offer work from home will continue to be work from home after this whole pandemic thing is over. So people who thought that they were going to only work from home temporarily may be working from home permanently. And we thought that, okay, we just need to take a small area of a room instead of a home office. But now it's turning into, no, we need dedicated home office space.
So gone are the days of we have an extra bedroom, we're going to turn it into an office. It's just basically you're creating the office space outside of that. Where do you see the offices tend to be? Do people want them away from those bedroom areas? Do they want them near a garage? I mean, what is the design? If you have kind of carte blanche to go in and design where that home office goes, where are people choosing to put that most of the time?
A lot of times tucked away somewhere, meaning that if you have your living room and family room, you don't want the home office in an adjacent room because kids, TV, whatever's going on, there might be some background noise. I'm sure we've all been on conference calls where, you know, the dog is barking, the cat's walking on the keyboard, the kids are in the background. I mean, right. I think there's been so many viral videos out there of somebody working from home and there's chaos going on all around them.
Right.
And people are finding that if this is going to be a permanent thing, I need this home office to be set away from whatever else is going on in my house.
Right. Well, this is absolutely fascinating. Please give your contact information to people reach out to you directly so they make sure they have it.
Yeah, absolutely. So my email is nice and easy. It's my first initial L and my last name, Linert, L-I-N-E-R-T, at clivedaniel.com. And I always say that feel free to call Clive Daniel's main number and ask for me, or you can call me right on my cell phone, which is 561-490-6966.
Well, I think we could sit here for another 2 hours and talk design. I mean, there's so many different types of design. People just think about, you know, oh, I want a new kitchen, I want to do this. I mean, you guys really do go across the entire inventory of services, not just residential, but it sounds like commercially as well, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We do. We have a hospitality department. Our hospitality designers are mostly based out of Naples, but they do work all over Florida. We do have a couple hospitality designers in our Boca office, but yeah, we work on restaurants, hotels. I know we're working on the Wyndham Grand in West Palm Beach is their bar right now. So all kinds of things.
All right, perfect. Well, please give Elizabeth a call. It was a pleasure to have you on the show. We look forward to hopefully having you again sometime down the road.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.